all over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Two more times. Your spirit is moving. So, Lord, we have come to receive from you tonight. Be gracious to us and cause that the heavens over us be open, and that you pour down abundantly upon us, online on side, your glory that is unmatched, your presence that is unequal, your power that is incomparable. Do only what you can do. Visit us, cause that dead destinies will come back to life. Let the blind see. Let the deaf hear. Let the paralyzed walk again. Let he that is dead come back to life. We give you praise because this is the confidence that we have in you. Whenever we ask you, according to your will, you hear at us. You've heard us again. In Jesus' name. You may please be seated. Thank my brother and my friend, the apostle, Aaron Melsai. Thank you so much, my brother. This is a privilege. I count it a huge privilege and honor. Open your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 2. We are going to consider verse 16 and verse 17. If you are there, let me hear your amen. Have you found Genesis chapter 2? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God is a master planner. Apart from the fact that God is a strategist, God does not work without precise, planned out organogram. He's a master planner. And so, before man was brought forth, before the idea of creating man and forming him, God had an original blueprint. God had a documented plan that he must work with. And the plan was that God's intention was to colonize the earth with heaven. And in achieving that colonization, God needed the man Adam. And like you know, Adam from the earth, it also means all of us. So the word Adam is a plural word. That means that whatever God was doing with Adam, God also had you in mind, because every of humanity was embedded inside that Adam. And that's why the world is plural, all of us. So every man that will come into this world was inside of Adam. And the idea was that God wants to establish his dominion on the earth. God wanted to reign. And in doing so, he would achieve that through Adam. And so there was a clear declaration from God to man. Have dominion. Subdue the earth. Take charge. So the mandate was a dominion mandate. God expected man to take absolute charge. And that is to say that man had jurisdiction on earth. Because everything on earth was supposed to answer to man. The creeping things, the birds that fly, the aquatic beings, we are all supposed to answer to man. It was a clear-cut declaration. Take dominion. Subdue. Rule over. And God had planted a garden. I'd like you to follow me very meticulously. And placed man in the garden. So God had placed man in the garden. And told him very clearly that he could eat of every tree with the exception of one called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that on the day he will violate that command, he will surely die. Genesis chapter 3, the serpent came. Now, recall that the devil, or Satan rather, is a spirit being. And no spirit being has jurisdiction on the earth. So what came to Eve in Genesis chapter 3? Was the serpent. It was literal. It wasn't a metaphor. Now, because there was no other man, there was no other human being found for Satan to possess, he had to possess the serpent. Because spirits cannot function in this space without a body. So he went in search and found the serpent. If a human being was available, he would have possessed. The serpent was available for that task. And so the devil possessed the serpent. And we find the very first question. Has God said?
And since that day, we have so many questions that are yet to be answered. Has God said, you should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? He engaged woman, and of course, you know how it ended. She was deceived into eating the forbidden fruit, the very fruit God had told them not to touch. And that was the sin of rebellion. In fact, sin in Hebrew is rebellion, means rebellion. She lured her husband into eating the same tree. And the moment that disobedience was recorded, man at that point declared independence. It's just like a country declaring independence from the colony of a kingdom. Remember, God intended to colonize the earth. Follow this carefully. God's intention was to colonize the earth with heaven. It means that if you see the earth, it becomes a replica of what is obtainable in heaven. So that if you look at the earth, it won't be different with the government that is in heaven. And man was the functionary. Man was the instrument that was to achieve that. So the moment he disobeyed God, the moment he violated that law, there was a declaration of independence. And this declaration of independence was sequel to rebellion. It wasn't the kind of consensual independence that Nigeria declared many years ago. Consensual because the kingdom, the colonizing kingdom, was aware and was part of the emancipation. In the case of Adam, it was rebellion because he had gone against the command. He had gone against the principle of the one who was initiating the colonization. So the act of that disobedience was rebellion. And because it was rebellion, it was sequel to a declaration of independence. So I am on my own. At that point, he separated himself from that divine agenda. The first thing the serpent did was to run back to God immediately from the garden. God was his former boss. And so he understood God's nature. He knew that God was integrous. He knew that everything God said, he will do. God has said, the day you will eat of this fruit, you will die. Satan was so happy. And he ran straight to God. It don't happen. He has violated your law. And even though you have sacked me, I know your character. Even though I don't work for you again, I know the things you are capable of doing. This man must die. And that's why he's called the accuser of brethren. Oh my God. That is why you must not play along Satan. Because whatever he lures you into doing, he will be the first to report you. If he makes you fornicate, he will be the first to present your case, to accuse you. He went to God and said, he has failed. He has rebelled. And so it is left for you now to show your integrity. Oh, how I pray for somebody tonight. And I wish your spirit is here. I wish your spirit is here. How I pray for you. You will not fall under the deceit of the devil. You will not end your destiny under the deceit of the devil. In the name of Jesus. I wish that amen was a resounding one. In the name of Jesus. I wish that amen was a better one. Satan will not deceive you. You will not fall under his deceit. In the name of Jesus. And so because God is truly integrous, God will keep to his word. He summoned the man. You see, when God asked Adam, "Where are you, Adam?" I hope you know that that was not a question to determine the geography of Adam at that point. It has nothing to do with the location of Adam. It has everything to do with the disposition of Adam, with the state of Adam. Adam was in dominion. Adam was the agency. Adam was the instrument by which God was going to colonize the earth. And now he had just disobeyed. So there was a shift. He had lost dominion. So God was not asking him where he was locationally. It has nothing to do with the geography of Adam. It has everything to do with the disposition of Adam. Where Adam was now by mandate. Remember, I said he had declared independence. He had said to God, the program of colonizing the earth can no longer happen by me. And because God is a just God, even though you are caught in the act, God will not punish you without giving you a fair hearing. God has the right to throw every sinner to hell. Yet, he will open books before them. He's a just God. And because he's a just God, he will not punish anybody without clearly showing you the reason for which you should be punished. And so he told Satan, I know, you'll be summoned to the court. And the case was adjourned 2,000 years into time, God was going to sit to pass the judgment. But of course, even though you are an offender, you have right to a bail. So God had fixed the judgment. The judgment was going to happen. Of course, Adam was guilty, but God gave him a bail. And that bail was going to be serviced by the blood of animals for 2,000 years until the last case will be had. For your bail to be effective, you needed a guarantee. A guarantor or a surety. It's amazing that God had to look for his son to become the guarantor for this bail. And that's why scripture declares in Revelation chapter 13 that the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation. The day that Adam sinned was not the day God knew that he sinned. God had made a provision. God knew from time. God knew from creation that he was going to fall. And that's why he's God. Hebrews tells us that he became the surety. Some of these politicians, when they steal, they grant them bail and ask them to bring a guarantor that has a property in Abuja and pay a fine of maybe 150 million. Man was under bail until the day his case was going to be heard. And so every year, that bail was serviced. The condition for the bail was that the blood of a sinless animal was going to be shed until the day of the final hearing. Now, I hope you know that Satan was not the one that invented death. Neither was it sin that invented death. In fact, it was God that introduced death for the first time. Not even Satan. We just read it now. In the day that you will eat of this tree, you shall surely die. He had not sinned yet. Yet death was already spoken of. Can you see how your theology is wrong? If you're of the school of thought that sin is what initiated death. No, that's a lie. That's not true. Death was already configured into creation. You know why? Because God is a just God. And if God is a just God, he must have a punishing system. In fact, for God to be a just God, he must be capable of punishing injustice. And so death was programmed to punish injustice. And that's why Paul wrote to the Roman church, he said to them, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that is judgment. He said to them, the wages of sin is death. That is, the salary for sin is death. Now, if Satan was the one that initiated death, you are telling me now that as a nation, we have our justice system, we have our executive, we have our judiciary. Can Nigeria implement a law that is punishable by another nation? That's not correct. Whatever law we do, we are going to have an agency. We are going to have a structure that we see to punishing anyone that violates that law. So God cannot make a law, and Satan is the one that decides the punishing strategy. That's not correct. So death was configured, but death could not kill. What activated death was sin. It was not sin that created death. Death was already configured into creation as a means of punishing injustice. And in case you don't agree, Revelation 13 says that Jesus was slain. You can interchange the word slain with the word kill. You can interchange the word kill with the word death. So Jesus died even before the world was created. So if he was slain before the world was created, it means death was already factored in before sin was even thought about. Somebody said, Pastor, what are you talking about? By one man, sin entered into the world. And that's your defining formula for death. You don't understand scriptures. Entrance is not the same as fabrication. If I am an Igbo businessman, through me, iPad can enter Nigeria. That does not mean that I created iPad. So, sin entered through one man does not suffice to say that that man created sin. Sin entered through him because he disobeyed. God is a just God. Because he's a just God, he has a punishing structure. What that means is that when you violate the orders of God, the commands of God, he passes a sentence as a judge. And when God passes a sentence as a judge, what executes the sentence of God is called the wrath of God. When the judge passes a sentence in the high court, it is not the judge that goes to the firing squad to execute his judgment. There is another agency for that. God has his wrath. It is the wrath of God that executes the sentences that God passes. So, this death we are talking about, in case you don't know, is like a showroom that has key. How wrong would it be for God to be going after the property of Satan? Have you not read in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18? I am he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever, and I have in my hands the keys of hell and death. It was not Satan that made hell. It was not Satan that fabricated death. The key of death is in the hand of Christ. It means not even a mosquito is permitted to die without the signature of Jesus. Why do you fear death? The one who holds the key of death is your friend. Come on. He will not choose it against you. He will not choose it against you. The believer does not die. The believer sleeps. The believer does not die. The believer transits. It's called transition. Satan has not got the key. When you buy your SIM card, you can't use it without activating it. To activate your SIM card, you will need your NIM number. So that was how death was. Death was like that inactive SIM card. What activated death was the sin of man. It was when man sinned that death was activated. And remember, God has taken into cognizance the procedures of the judgment. God had picked a date for the judgment, but man was granted bail. So man was going to live on the basis of that bail until the day of judgment. He was going to keep sacrificing. Of course, Israel was the prototype. Sacrificing yearly, until the day. And Satan was eagerly waiting for that day. Who was going to die? Adam. Who was going to be executed? Adam. Who sinned? Adam. Who was going to be brought to book? Adam. God was not thinking about the strategy. He wasn't thinking about it because he had concluded it. And in the process of time, the judgment set in. And when the judgment set in, Satan was there. Little did he know that an Adam was going to come with the nomenclature, the last Adam. And if he was going to bear the punishment of the first Adam, then he needed to be pure. You can't have AIDS. Who has AIDS? You can't have leukemia and use your blood to help someone who has leukemia. I hope you know that Adam was in his purest state. His blood was pure. Borrow me your ears a little. This is very important. It was the day he ate of that tree that a mutation took place. There was a mutation in his DNA that brought corruption. And because his name is plural, Adam, all of us, everyone in Adam by default inherited that gene. He had the purest blood before that time. How do I know? In the garden, there was no provision for healing because he was never meant to have headache. He was never meant to be sick. He was never meant to be weak in his body. So, every tree in the garden was for food. There was no provision for healing because he was not to be sick by the kind of DNA he carried. A mutation took place. And that's why you can give birth to a child. Don't expose that child to the society. Let that child not go to school. Just lock that child up in the room. Give him food morning, afternoon, and night. Nobody will teach that child how to lie. The child does not need to go to school to learn how to envy. Because there was an inherent, or rather, there is an inherent degradation of that original DNA that man had. And that's what is going to happen when the Antichrist shows up. Anyone that takes the mark of the beast is irredeemable. Because the composition of his DNA would have so altered that he cannot have value for God again. So what you see happening in the garden is just a child's play to what the Antichrist is going to manifest fully in time. And so, for Adam to be emancipated, substituted by the last Adam needed to be free of crime. You can't serve another man's sentence if you are an offender yourself, because you will have to serve your own offense. And that's why the womb of Mary was fertilized by the word. And Jesus was never contaminated with the DNA of Mary, because if that had happened, he would have needed to be saved to save us. He was born pure. The DNA of Jesus was like that first Adam before he fell. That's why Jesus never sneezed for one day because of flu. Peter never looked at Jesus. Oga, where did they do you now? Forehead? Jesus was never sick. The blood that Jesus had made it impossible for infirmity to reach his body. And so, the day that Jesus was going to face Pontius Pilate, he examined Jesus. He cross-examined him. After cross-examining Jesus, he said, I have found no offense in this man. That was very necessary. Because if he had found a case against Jesus, Jesus would not have been worthy to go to the cross. So Pontius Pilate was actually playing out what the high priest would normally do. Before the high priest sacrifices the lamb, he will have to examine it to see if there is any trace of scar. And if they identify any scar, that lamb is no longer worthy to be sacrificed. They will put it aside. So if Jesus was found worthy of any crime, Jesus would not have been a worthy lamb. Like John introduced him in John 1:29. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away, this time, not the sin of Israel, but the sin of the world. Notice that he didn't use sins. He used it in singular, the sin, because what Jesus came to do was to take away that nature. He didn't come to talk about lies, this. Everything you see that is the work of the flesh is embedded in the nature. So when you yank the nature out, the problem is settled. So he came to yank out that nature. And he came with a pure blood. He came offenseless. And then God passed the judgment. Yes, Adam will die. And Jesus shows up. And Satan didn't know what was happening yet. Jesus came as the last Adam to substitute for the sin, for the penalty of the first Adam. You know, I did not understand the meaning of the last Adam. I thought it was a number matter. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. And then Jesus came, eventually became last. I was looking at it from that line. But you know what? Is there anybody here that has an idea of printing? Wave your hand, let me see. Printing. You have an idea of printing. Let me see your hand up. Wave it like this. It's not this kind of modern printing. Do you know the ancient, that archaic printing? Ah! Let me have three young men up here quickly. Run. Three young men. Run up. Run up, fast. Run up to the pulpit. Come up here. So Jesus came as the last Adam. Somebody say last. Ah, you are sleeping. Somebody say last. Somebody say last. Uh-huh. Now, you know, man was made in the image of God. When you want to print, there is a material called the plate, the printing plate. Now, the printing plate is the original plate that has the print of what you want to get done. So look at this man as the plate. So if I'm going to engage in printing a handbill for my program, what I will do is to imprint whatever I want to manifest in the paper on the original plate. Now, what happens is that the original plate is built into the machine. So the paper passes through the machine, comes through the plate, and it is in the image on the plate is crested on the paper and it is printed out. Now, when God wanted to make man, he made man in the image, in his own image. Jesus was that printing plate. The first Adam passed through this printing plate and came out. The quality of paper that was used was described in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For the first Adam was earthy. The A4 paper was called earthy quality. It came out. But when it came out, somewhere along the line, it was corrupted. Palm oil poured on it. And we said, ah, we have lost the first print. Oh my God, Satan is so foolish. When you lose the first print, always remember that the plate is still available. The plate has the original image. And so God said, there is no problem. If you look at the choice of word that was used in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 45, you will see two terminologies. The first man, the second man, the first Adam, and the last Adam. Now, Jesus, being the last Adam, does not talk of number. It has nothing to do with numeration. It has all to do with the original plate. So, if we have lost the first print, which is a living soul, it was still a work in progress. However, before the consummation, it decided to declare rebellion. But God said, we are going to use another paper now, another A4 sheet. Let's go back. Now, he came as the first print. He came out as the first print. First Adam. Satan did something. God said, hold on. We still have more paper. But this time around, the Bible says, the first man is earthy, but the second man is the Lord. He said, I am going to make this second print out in the quality of the Lord. It's not going to be the A4 sheet called earthy. It's going to be the A4 sheet called heavenly. And so, the paper was placed on the last Adam. And when the image came, the second man came out. The second man came out with a different quality. Heavenly paper. He was made in the same quality of the Lord. No wonder Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, we are the workmanship of Christ, of God, created in Christ. The first order of creation was through the soil. The second order was in Christ. And so, Jesus, the last Adam, came as the second man, replicated the second man. He substituted for the first man. He died because God is a just God. The death sentence was already announced. He couldn't escape it. So he came with the same nomenclature, Adam. Who is to die? Adam. Who is to face the penalty? Adam. And then he came as Adam. He came as the second man. He came with a pure blood. He came with an unstained integrity. Substituted for man. Died on the cross. The veil expired. The veil expired. And on account of his death, man was acquitted. Man was emancipated. Man was delivered. So by the time the devil showed up, they told him the judgment has been passed. Adam had died. Which Adam? And I saw he that sat on the throne, and a mighty angel proclaimed, who is worthy to take the book? No man was found on earth. No man was found in heaven to take the book and to open the seal thereof. And I cried. And as I was crying, an elder tapped me and said to me, weep no more. Weep no more. I came to announce to somebody tonight, weep no more. My God, you didn't hear me. I came all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil, South America, to announce to somebody, weep no more. For the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. I was thinking they were talking about the lineage of Jesus, tracing him to David. But that's not true. It didn't read the root from David. It says the root of. The word of and from makes the whole difference. He's not from, he's of. He was that root that David stood upon and was able to yank the head of Goliath up. Hey, where are you standing? I feel fire tonight. If you stand on that root, every impossibility can be rooted out. He was the root that David stood and said, this uncircumcised Philistine is going down. He was the root that David stood upon, and he looked at the people and said, let no man's heart fail him because of this uncircumcised Philistine. He was called the root of David. He has prevailed to open the book. But how did he prevail? The Bible says he came in like a lamb that was crucified. He came with the evidence of the blood. Satan got mad and went back to his camp and made a declaration. Kai! Kai! We failed again. Satan will keep failing. Kai, you are not in the spirit. Satan will keep failing. I came tonight to tell you that every project of the devil in your life and family fails again tonight. I thought I would hear a ballistic amen. I thought I would hear an amen with a mix of fire. Every of Satan's project will fail. Will fail. Will fail. In America it will fail. In Zambia it will fail. In Russia it will fail. In Europe, it will fail.
It will fail. It will fail.
Ah, Agabaku Juda Leyale, 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 Agabaku Juda Leyale, oh Leyale Bogweche, Agabaku Juda Leyale, oh Leyale, oh Leyale, Agabaku Juda Leyale, oh Leyale Bogweche. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed. He has prevailed. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed forever. One more time, come on. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed forever. You want to know what Satan declared? You want to know? Are you sure? Ah! He came to his comrades and said, if we had known, if we had known, if we had known, we would not have crucified the King of Glory. Every attempt of Satan in your life shall turn to a mistake. Ah! Ah, yeah, yeah. Every attempt of Satan in your life shall turn into an error. Every rising of Satan over your destiny shall be declared an error, shall be declared a mistake. The louder your amen, the louder your amen, the louder your amen, the louder your amen, the faster your manifestation. And you know, he died. And Satan was celebrating the first day he died. The first point of Jesus's touch was below. Ephesians chapter 4. He that ascended also descended first. But by the time he descended, there was a party in hell. And they were jubilating. We don't kill him. We don't kill him. We don't kill him. We don't kill him. As they were jubilating, all of a sudden, a voice came. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in. And they ask, who is the King of Glory? He is the Lord, the last Adam. The last Adam. He will rise for you. He will rise for you. He will rise for you. He will rise. He will rise. He will rise. He will rise. Somebody shout fire. Chai. Somebody say, hey, 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 hey. Authority doesn't make so much noise. He entered and he stretched out his hand. Give me the keys. Put the keys in my hand. Put the keys in my hand. Put the keys in my hand. Satan fidgeting. Fidgeting. Drop the key. Drop the key. And that led to the declaration in Revelation 1:18. I was he that was dead. Behold, I'm alive and I live forever. And I have in my hands the key, the key, the keys of hell and death. Wait, oh, relax, oh. By the third day, they met in the council. That was when they met in the council. And it dawned on Satan that it was the mistake of crucifying the King of Glory that landed him in this mess. Kai! 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 Satan will be humiliated over your matter tonight! Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. For himself also partook of flesh and blood, that by his death he might destroy him that has the key. The emperor of death. He partook. And hear me. He is the last Adam. He has the original plate. Is there anything lacking in your life? The original is here. You can come back. Don't bother about the first print. The first print can be malhandled. There is a second print coming. It comes with a higher quality. The second man is heavenly. The first is earthly. The second is heavenly. Satan cannot handle you if you maximize your full potential as a Christian. You are unhandleable. Turn to somebody close to you and tell that person you're unhandleable. Some of you are afraid of Satan. You're afraid. That's why you think that after declaring it, he will knock you. If you are not afraid of Satan, tell your neighbor you are unhandleable. See, hear me. It was by that unstained blood that he redeemed man. So when man was redeemed, every Adamic nature was removed. Are you sure you want me to go ahead tonight? Kai, oh my God. Oh my God. The glory I see. God is in a hurry. God is in a hurry. You know, as I was speaking, an angel just descended. And it's as if they told that angel, go and give this one fast, fast. It's long overdue. Give it fast. There is somebody at the middle that is taking something. Who is that? My God. The angel just dropped it in your hand. The angel just dropped it. Hey, I feel like laughing at hell now. Look up. The second man, a product of the last Adam. God now revisits his master plan. God revisits his master plan. What was the master plan? Say with me, colonize. Say it louder, colonize the earth with heaven. Do you pay rent with your mouth? Do you pay rent for talking? If you don't pay rent for talking, well, yeah, let's go there. Colonize the earth with heaven by the instrumentality of man. Jesus made it explicitly clear again in Matthew 6. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? As it is where? God know they change his mind like that. I came to announce to somebody, God's plan over your life is still standing. You have sustained a fear for too long a time that perhaps God has changed his mind about you. I came with a rescue mission to announce to you tonight, God has not changed his mind yet. Don't be distracted. You know, if you are distracted, you may lose your own blessing. Just leave. Anybody that is under the power of God, leave them. The ushers are there. Don't look left and right. See, I'm about to tell you something now that looks too good to be true. But if you trust me, take it to the bank. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Before I say what I'm about to say, I want to beg you. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If you have never believed me before, believe me now. Thy will be done where? As it is where? So, there is a dimension to which you sustain colonization. The civilization of heaven in your space, that going to heaven will not be a surprise to you. Because by the time you eventually get to heaven, it is an environment you have lived already here. Process that for 1 minute. Just process it. Just process it. I know you didn't understand me. If I go to heaven today, I will just be excited because we have shifted realm. But I will feel at home there because it is an environment I have seen before. God wants you to sustain an atmosphere that is not anything different from heaven. Thy will be done on the earth. If people don't get cut off by witches and wizards in heaven, it should be so for you here on the earth. If people don't have high blood pressure there, they don't have diabetes there, they don't have sickness there, believe me, on earth, it is possible to live without headache. You are not believing. That's why you are still processing it. It is possible to live your life without sneezing because of flu. It is possible to live in that reality. If people in that space don't go to interview and fail, that should be your reality here. Your earth should be a replica of heaven. So that when you go to heaven, it's a continuation of what you have lived here. You are not going to do like JJC. What's this? Because you have seen glory here. If there are no blind people there, if there is no ancestral limitation there, as it is in heaven, so be it on the earth. As he is in heaven, so are we. 1 John 4:17. So are we on the earth. Look at somebody and say, colonize your space with heaven. Are you sure the person understands you? Look at another person and say, colonize your space. So that when you move, you carry an atmosphere. Meu Deus do céu. I will not be satisfied until I come to a point where raising the dead becomes our hobby. Idahosa rode with his bicycle all through Benin City, looking for a compound that has a dead person. entities in heaven. So be it on the earth. If there is power there, there should be power in your space. If there is glory there, there should be glory here. If there is anointing there should be anointing here. If there is prosperity there should be prosperity here. I make bold to declare to the power of darkness, Satan, I hate you with a passion. And if you are strong, manifest now. If you are that powerful, manifest now. I make bold to say, whatever is not consistent with heaven will not be found in your life after tonight. It means that, Chief Don, wherever Adam goes, heaven goes there. Wherever he sits, heaven sits there. If he enters the bus, heaven enters there. The Bible says, there was no place found for the devil there. If there was no space found for him there, if everyone can shut up their portals, Satan will be shut out of Port Harcourt, out of Makurdi, out of America, out of the US, out of the UK. Give no space to Satan. Kai, I feel an anointing. Run to five people and say, shake them. Give no space to Satan. Give no space. 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 About to close, and then we'll pray. Anywhere you enter, a colony has entered there, and that colony is a colony that cannot be resisted by Satan. Kai, sister, people should not look at you and say, you look sexy. The day they tell you that, start crying. What kind of atmosphere are you carrying that they will look at you and say, you look sexy? And they say, more tells you you will die, you are crying. You are not part of the agenda we are talking about. I went to a program and Eze Moore had admitted a woman for 6 months. She couldn't walk. I entered there with a holy anger. Call the woman out. 6 months collecting her money. Held her by the hand. Stand up. What Ezemo couldn't do in 6 months, Jesus did in 1 day. I went there with an atmosphere. I went there with a colon. By the time the Ezemo saw it, he came and surrendered his life to Jesus. I speak under God. Surrender to Jesus. That same day, he came and gave me offering. I collected it. And we used it to buy fuel. And the car didn't catch fire. Hear me. We still have a church planted there somewhere in Ida. There are some people that know about that here. I went to a place in my friend's church, Pastor George Juku. A woman was pregnant 1 year. And Eze Mo told her that her stomach is containing a calabash. A man with a colony, a different colony. Ah, yeah. Anywhere I enter, Jesus enters.
I looked at her and said, woman, by this time tomorrow, you will bring forth a child. Don't say amen yet. Let me narrate the situation. It was such a meeting that I will still come back the next day and preach. So some people will say, we will catch this fake prophet today. And by the next day, the woman showed up with the pregnancy. But when she showed up with the pregnancy, it was during praise and worship. When I declared that she was going to, I said, by this time, it was during ministration. So God keeps to time. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. And as she was dancing, Baba, 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 Loke, Baba, turning and singing. The labor started and they rushed her to the hospital. By the time I mounted the pulpit and I started preaching, behold, a multitude came from outside. She has given birth to a girl. She has given birth to a girl. I speak over the life of somebody here. In 24 hours, there shall be a clear manifestation of that which was spoken by the mouth of God. A clear shift. A clear shift. The louder your amen, the bigger the manifestation. You don't understand the power I'm talking about. I started speaking Portuguese in 24 hours. In less than 24 hours. I preached with an interpreter. He woke up one day from the wrong side of his bed and told me he was not going to go with me to interpret. I said, Haba. Meanwhile, he does not understand that the man he was speaking to is a heavenly appointed colonist. The man is to bring the government of God on earth. Kai, anywhere you are found, there is a government you are expected to establish as he is in heaven. So, why do you fidget? Why do you fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemy came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I represent a kingdom. I looked at the pastor and said to him, I cannot be able to come. Say, no, Pastor Peter, come. Pastor Peter, please. If you come, just come to the pulpit like this and stand and look at the congregation. Take the mic and look at them and say, hallelujah! That suffices us. At least they will know that we didn't cheat them. We didn't do 419 because all the handbills had been distributed. You know what happened? I went to the city of Thailandia, a two-day journey. And by the time I arrived, the Holy Ghost tapped me and said, boy, relax, we are together on this. I will show you that I am a linguistic expert. I will show you something. And behold, I pick the microphone. I lie not and I speak the truth in God. I began to speak in a foreign language. Gloria Deus. Deus vai fazer algo grande nesta noite. Deus vai estender a sua mão. Deus vai curar. Deus vai libertar. Deus vai abrir o céu. Everywhere scattered. All of a sudden, the conk Nigerian man began to speak in Portuguese. I speak Portuguese so much so that my English is affected now. I have to think twice before I speak. Because the language dominates my thinking faculty. The Holy Ghost taught me to speak Portuguese in one night. Kai, Satan, you are a bastard. Any power that has so resisted you will be crumbled. We crash, we crash, we crash,
We crash, we crash, we crash, we crash. I didn't need an interpreter anymore. I preach in Portuguese. Sir, I speak perfect Portuguese. Better than some Brazilians. I never went to a Portuguese school for one day. Have you not heard? Aya, aya, aya. There is something cooking. There is something cooking. There are men and women that will move out of here. You will go to your village and colonize your village. Don't worry, don't worry. Those of you that came from the UK, from America, from the US, from different parts of Africa, you are in for a big deal tonight. Now do like this and say, I carry an environment. I want you to walk. Oh my God. There are 15 people that will come under the power as you walk out. Just do like this and walk out. The Lord said he will give 15 people something. 15 people something. 15 people something. 15 people. He will give them. He will give them something. He will give them something. Don't come to the front. Don't come to the front. Just stay there. Just do like this. Just do like this. Just do like this. Just do like this. There is an environment. There is an environment to carry. There is an environment to carry. There is a power you carry. Chai. The atmosphere is thick. Chai. Just where you are. Just where you are, lift up your hands. Just where you are. Just lift up your hand. My God, what I see here is too deep. It's too deep. The Lord just showed me the mantle of Riambonkin still hanging. There are 15 people under that mantle. Ushers, help me bring them. Help me bring them. Help me bring them. There are 15 people receiving it. Help me find them. 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 There are 15 of them. Help me find them. Help me find them. By the left, by the right. There are 15 of them. That apostolic fire upon the Anpointe will burn. Not just in Africa. This time, he will import, export, fire. The Lord showed me 15 of them. The Lord showed me 15 of them. Before we go ahead to pray. The Lord showed me 15 of them. Make sure there are 15. He showed me 15 of them. 15 of them. He showed me 15 of them. They are carriers of that mantle. Count them, count them, count them. He showed me 15 mantles. Fierce. Fierce fire. Fierce fire. fears. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Slow down a little. Slow down a little. You know, I'm careful to maximize my time. Look up. Just try and hold yourself if you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. There are 30 explosive devices. 30 explosive devices. But I won't touch that now. I want to do something. Look up, if you can control yourself, look up. Just give me the sound, slowly. Give me the sound. Hi, Jesus, help me, help me. Peace, peace, peace. I need silence now. Peace, 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 peace. Peace. Ah, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Peace, peace. Just hold yourself a little. Hold yourself a little. Peace, 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 peace. Yes, Usher. Touch that guy. Touch that guy. Peace. Peace. Touch him. Peace. 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 Now, hear me. Just try and listen to me. Try and listen to me. Avoid distraction as much as you can. To colonize the earth, man needed an instrument. That instrument is called power. Hi. Somebody say power. So one of the products of the salvific work of Jesus is called power. Worthy is the Lamb that was what? To receive what? God bless you for shouting that power. To receive what? That power is dunamis. And in case you don't understand, that dunamis is still potential. It came from the word dynamite. It means it can explode anything. So, God depends on your alignment to this power for the work of colonization to prosper. It means in the absence of this power, you can't colonize the earth. Somebody say it gradually. Power. Hey, I like power. How would Christianity have been without power? If you see Satan, ask him, I hate him. And he knows that I hate him. Is dunamis. Then there is another power that is called the might of God. It is called Kratos. Somebody say Kratos. Kratos is demonstrated power. I'm looking forward to the day we will walk through the streets and madmen will become healed without laying hands on them. Power. Power. You look at the right, power is manifesting. To the left, power is manifesting. Power will travel from person to person now. Somebody shout, power. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Jesus came and said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That cannot be achieved without. Behold, you shall receive. You shall receive. Behold, I give unto you. You are not making it stronger. Behold, I give unto you. Behold, I give unto you. I give unto you. I give unto you. And here you shout louder. Turn around and say power. Come on, choir. Come on now, choir. Turn around and shout power. By the left, turn around and shout power. By this side, turn around and shout power. Turn around and shout power. You don't understand. Power is boisterous. Power is loud. Hear me. If you know that your destiny has not been initiated into this power, that you are still operating outside of the economy of the last Adam, he is the original print, he is the plate, and you are saying tonight, I want to come out afresh in him. That paper that Satan cannot handle, I want to come out afresh in him. That product that hell cannot handle. I'm just waiting for you. I'm going to count five. Run from where you are to the front. Run fast. One. Two. After I count five, you cannot come again. It's not a time to walk psychedelically. It's a time to run. I want to come up fresh. A new creation. A new creation that Satan cannot handle. That hell. If you miss this opportunity tonight, tomorrow may not be guaranteed for you. This may be God's last attempt to rescue you. Before I count five, run out. Four! You are still smoking ganja. You are still touching women's breast. Your life is in danger. Are you still that first print? Stained with palm oil. Hey! There is a reprint that's about to take place. You will come out a brand new man. How many of you wants to go through that printing press? Jesus is that last Adam. Come to him now. Run! He wants to colonize earth with heaven, and you are the agent. Are you not tired of sin? Run out! Run! Run for your life! Run! Run! I hear the Spirit of God say, run! Run! Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Yahoo boy! Come to the last Adam. Yahoo girl! This may be God's last attempt to rescue you. I see so many people. I'm still waiting for 21 persons. I'm still waiting for 21 of you. I break that chain the devil placed on you not to come out. I command that chain broken now. Stand up now and come. Come to the last Adam. Come. 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 Come, I'm counting, I'm counting. There are still 15 people. 14 more. I'm waiting for you. Nine more. 8 more. 7 more. Six more. 5 more. 4 more. 3 more. Place your hand on your heart. Place your hand on your heart. Say with me. I reject the Adamic nature. I come to Jesus as the second man, printed from the last Adam, bearing the image of the last Adam. I will not bow to Satan again. My sins are washed with Jesus' blood. My names are written in the book of life. I'm born again, redeemed. Thank you. Father, thank you for these ones. Their lives will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Look here. Wave your hand. Look here. Go there fast. Run to that place. Run. You'll be given that information quickly. Quickly. Run. If you are still coming, join them. Run. They'll pray for you. Some of you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost before you come back. I have just 20 minutes left. I want to make the most of it. Stand up. Stand up. The Lord told me that dead destinies will be recovered.
Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty, he healed. When the cripple, they started walk. Even today, Jesus is doing good. Amen. I want to do so many things. Lord, help me. If you know you came from outside of Nigeria, come to the front here, quickly. You came from outside of Nigeria to Festival of Glory. Come here to the front. There be absolute silence everywhere. Absolute silence everywhere. Now, the Lord wants to show you that Africa will bear the last wine, and Nigeria is the trigger point. He said you came to the trigger point to carry something. There are three of you here. You are going to come under a very dangerous anointing. That kind of the anointing that will come on you will last for 2 weeks. A part of your body will be shaking. And the Lord said, it's a sign. It's a sign. Ushers, just get set. It's a sign. It's going to be a sign. The Lord will place his hand on those individuals. Okay. My God. The hand of God is on three of you. One of you is a seer. One of you is a seer. The Lord is washing your eyes. Do we have three of them already? Just help her. Then there is a young man among you. Your heart will burn with fire. You are a teacher. Help that young man. He's a teacher. Bring them to the front. My God. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four apostles are going. Help that young man. Help. Please just stay because there's a heavier power. Uh-huh. Yes. That's it. Trigger. You came to the trigger. Where
Where is that revelator? There is a revelator among you. A young lady. Jesus. 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 Touch her. Touch her. Touch. 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 Mother and daughter. Mother and daughter. The Lord will touch you now. The Lord will touch you now. It's a prophetic fire. It's a prophetic anointing. Mother and daughter. Mother and daughter. Where are the Lord? Touch. 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 Yes, that's it. That's it. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Yes. 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 Yes, that's it. That's it. Make it stronger, Jesus. Make it stronger. 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 Jesus. Hey. As I was going to go and pray, he drew me back. This person is from the UK. He said he's giving you a lamp from here. A lamp that is burning. A lamp that is burning. A lamp that is burning. My God. A lamp that is burning. A lamp. A lamp. Three other persons are carrying that lamp. Three other persons. Where are they? Where are they? Three other persons are carrying the lamp. Three others are carrying the lamp. Is the lamp burning? Is the lamp burning? Yes. Does it make it stronger, Jesus? It's a lamp that is burning. Hear me. Oh my God. Jesus. If you came in here, I want to do three things at the same time now. You came in here with somebody that is deaf and dumb. Just hold on. The person must talk. If you came in here with somebody that was born deaf and dumb, the person must talk and hear. And in case you came in here with one malfunctioning ear, that is, you are partially deaf. In the ear that is not functioning. You came in here with an eye condition. Place your hand on your eyes. Madam, what is the problem? You are seeing now. Seen it? How many fingers? Can you see it now? Your eyes is open in the name of Jesus. You are healed
your eyes is opened.
Now, those people with a condition, with your hand, you, we are going to test you now. With your hand on your ears, the one that is not working, just walk to me here now. The people with the ear condition, just with your hand on your ear, walk up to me. With the hand on your ear, walk to me, walk up to me, walk up to me. Fast, fast, fast. So let me have one of our pastors who just stand. Get me one microphone. Is deaf and dumb. In case the person is deaf and dumb, bring the person. So every deaf and dumb. Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
This is complete deaf and dumb. Wait, come. Yeah. One ear. You don't know how to celebrate Jesus. Okay, get me a microphone. Don't look at my mouth. Don't look at me. Look there. Can we have one mic? Okay, hold it.
Jesus.
Hold on. Fire.
Glory.
Somebody shout. Okay. We'll just look away from me. Whatever I say, you say. Look away from me. Don't look at me. Reduce the noise so that she can hear. What is your name?
Dosu.
What is your dad's name?
Angwe.
Somebody shout! Can you dance? Let's humiliate the devil. Meanwhile, God is healing people's eye. Three people just got healed of chronic eye condition. If you are the one, just check your eye. If you are the one, come to my right-hand side. You just checked your eye now. The scale dropped. You just saw that light shone. There are three of you I saw that got healed now. Your eyes got healed. Just come to the front here. Come to my right-hand side. Don't look at me.
Jesus.
Say fire.
Fire.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say I can now hear. Say I can now hear.
I can now hear. My God, this is not guesswork anymore. This is not a guesswork. Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
Somebody shout hallelujah. There's a miracle here, a very powerful miracle here.
This little baby came here during the crusade. While the prayer was going on, she said she felt something come out of her ear or so. And now she can hear. She was born one of the ears she can't hear completely. But now she said the right ear is working completely.
It's working. Working completely. My God. My God. What is it, sir? No, it won't move again. It won't move again. It won't move again. Put your hand and remove it. It won't move again. I give it another. It won't move again. Now check it. Check it and give me feedback. Quickly. It can't stand there. It's not possible. It's a statement of finality. Check it. It's not moving now. Are you expecting it to move again?
No.
That's all. It has not. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, let's test. Let's test your ear. Let's test. Jesus is opening ears tonight. Anything I say, you say. Close the one. The functioning one. Amen.
Amen.
Say it louder. Amen.
Amen. Fire.
My God. I'm not using microphone. Say fire.
Fire.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Everyone here is already healed, so we can't take all the testimonies, but you are healed already. Let me just take one more. Just one more. Close it very well. Don't look at me.
Fire. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I declare every blinding spirit be gone. Every blinding spirit be gone. Every blinding spirit, I bind you now. Organ failure, be restored now. HIV, I curse you now. Sugar diabetes, I curse you now. Blood pressure, normalized now. Every pain, every pain, every pain, every pain, every pain, be gone. Every pain, be gone. In the name of Jesus. In case you came in with clutches, just hold the clutches on your hand and walk. Just walk. You came in with locomotive disorder. You came in with spinal disorder. Be healed now. Be healed now. And in case you are standing for anyone, I declare that the same healing virtue travels, 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 travels and locates that individual now, now, now. In the name of Jesus, I stir up the healing anointing. I stir up the healing anointing. Let it flow. Let it flow. That infirmity is taken. That infirmity is yanked out. In the name of Jesus,
Let me hear seven glorious amen. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. You can go back to your seat. Just in 2 minutes, I want to take you. Try and move. Come on, hold her. Hold her by the hand. Take her. In the name of Jesus, bring the seat. Bring the seat. Let her sit. Take out. What's wrong with your leg? Spinal cord. Spinal cord injury. Your spine is restored. Your spine is restored. Your spine is restored. In the name of Jesus. Just in 2 minutes, please. You came in with clutches. Just walk with those clutches to this place. If there's anybody that came in with clutches, come. Come with the clutches. Come quickly. If you noticed a healing in your body, maybe pain left you, or you can see that your eye can see clearer now, I want to lay my hand on you. Just come here. Just three. Maybe let's just take three because I have just 2 minutes. Quickly. Just come here. You noticed a change in your body. You noticed that your eye can now see. Just three persons. Quickly. Just come here. Don't keep your testimony. Quickly. What's the problem? What is the issue? Break leg, don't worry now. Jesus, the repair leg will break. Okay? So what happened to you? Take their testimony quickly. What happened to you? And it's gone. Okay, let's just make it five. You know, something happened. Come quickly. I have just 2 minutes. I want to maximize it. Let me register your testimony quickly. So come here. Jesus just did something you could feel. Some of you, you will need to go and run a test for you to confirm your healing. But you can confirm your healing right now. Right now. Take it. Take there. Take there.
This man had 17 years of stomach pain. But he said the stomach pain disappeared tonight in the name of
17 years. Now, meanwhile, somebody's contacting healing also. By the miracles. Miracles are happening. Somebody, a pain just checked out of your back. Check it. You can't find it again. You can't find it. There's migraine that just left now. Migraine just left. So check your body. Quickly. Check it. You can't find it. Why not come here now? Come quickly. You just checked your body. You can't find that pain. The pain is gone. The pain is checked out. So what's his testimony? So come. Jesus just healed you. Come quickly. Jesus, I know many healings just took place now. Some people, their eyes got healed. Jesus just healed you. Check, oh my God, as I was speaking, somebody with asthma, lung respiratory tract disease, now you can breathe very well. I just see that the space for the miraculous just opened. The atmosphere for the miraculous just opened. You can now breathe. You can now breathe very well. You are now breathing. Suddenly, you can now breathe very well. Come. Come and let's register your testimony. Jesus just took away that pain. Yes, why?
We have a testimony here. For 2 years, he has been having issue, what they call fatty liver.
Fatty liver?
Yes,
fatty liver. For two years. My God.
But at the word of prayer, he said the pain that has been there consistently disappeared.
You are sure that it disappeared?
Yes, right now. Why I was coming here, I was having the pains all over.
We didn't pay you to come and say this thing, right?
No.
You are sure?
Very sure.
Somebody celebrate Jesus. Choir, celebrate. When I say Jesus, say by signs and Jesus. Oh my my God, I had in my spirit that 17 people will be healed now. Just by this declaration, 17 instant healing will take place now. Jesus! 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 The healing is done! Take in the name of Jesus! Check your body now. If you just got healed, come up, come up, come up. If you just got healed, don't stay back. Come up. Take his testimony. What happened?
This lady has been having pains in her stomach for a long time, for like more than 2 weeks. And she said she came here, the thing was troubling her, the pain was intense. But when the prayer was going on, it became more intense and it disappeared completely.
Completely. Oh my God, it won't come back again. Let's have their testimony.
This lady came here with 2 weeks of back pain. She said the back pain has been intense, but after the prayer, everything had gone. Is gone in the name of Jesus.
Every back pain lodging in anybody's body is gone.
Back pain issue as well. Her own has been there for a long time. And she said when you said the word of prayer, she discovered that the pain is gone completely.
Back
pain.
She
also has a back pain issue gone completely. She has pain close to her ear and around her chest region, but at the word of prayer, everything disappeared.
My God, everything disappeared. Yes. You are perfectly healed.
Perfectly
eye condition, perfectly healed.
Waist pain and eye pain gone.
My God, waist and eye pain gone. Double load taken away.
She has been having serious pain since morning. When she came here, it disappeared.
It has gone forever. Somebody, the Lord just healed somebody with a very chronic menstrual pain. Menstrual pain. Three people with eye condition just got healed now. If you are the one, come and testify.
Sir, hotness of the eyes and eye pain gone completely.
Gone completely. For how long have you been experiencing this? For some months now. And Jesus just healed it. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus. Three people just got healed of eye condition. And one person of serious menstrual pain. Do you believe Jesus can heal you? Do you believe? Come. Give me your hand. Give me that. Don't be afraid. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Walk with me. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Walk with me. Jesus, strengthen the leg. Strengthen the leg. Now, let me ask you. You cannot move without the clutches, right? You cannot move without the clutches. It's impossible.
No,
impossible.
It's not possible.
It's not possible to move without the clutches. That means if you walk without the clutches, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Jesus, make the legs, bone, come back to normal. Okay, oh my Jesus, he's touching your leg now. Come, come, don't be afraid. Come, come, don't be afraid. You won't fall. Come, make it stronger, Jesus. Make it stronger, Jesus. Make it stronger. Make it stronger. Just move. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Move. Move. The leg is healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Good. Stay there. You are going to come and meet me. Bro, come and stay behind her. Just for caution. Don't touch her. Just look at me. Say, Jesus has healed me. I will walk without the clutches. Okay, demonstrate what you have just said now. Come and meet me. Just come. Don't be afraid. Yes, come. Keep coming. My God, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Just come to where I am. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Come. The bone is healed. The bone is healed. In the name of Jesus. Is that the testimony?
Yes, sir. You gave a prophetic word about people having menstrual pain issue. These two are the testimony. The two of them, since they started menstruating, have been having serious pain. And they said that the sign, they can confirm their healing, is that they came here with that pain.
And the pain is gone.
At the word, the pain was gone.
My God. Wow.
But now you are walking.
She came with severe pain on her knees, but now the pain has checked back to her.
Are you sure? Move. Move faster. Move faster. Run a little. Run a little with me. Run. Increase your movement. Increase it a little. Try and catch me. Come. Try and catch me. Somebody shout hallelujah. She came with severe pains and could not walk. But now she's moving free. Our sister is already healed. She said it is impossible for her to move without the clutches. But move now without the clutches. Let's see. She's already moving without the clutches. Jesus, perfect your leg now. In the name of Jesus. Hold her by the hand and escort her. Go together. The clutches is not needed again. The Lord strengthen your leg. Are they here for testimony?